We're learning today Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph 65A. I'm learning now with the one only Aryeh Shraga Roth. His Rosh Tevis, his name is Osher. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I want to wish him publicly to the Gans Olam who's listening to the Shir. The whole world, the Gans Welt is going to want to wish him a Ksiv Chasim Toiva. He is the founder of the Shir here in Erev Shirim Shul, and his name is Aryeh Shraga Roth. His Rosh Tevis, Osher. Asher in Chazal means Yiyasher, shall be strengthened. And that shall be the bracha to him this year, coming year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall strengthen him and his family. A year with good health and the nachas and bracha and simcha, shidduchim. And all of it is achim. And we now have here two more people coming to Shir.
Say it by God.
Baal Oiv ze pisoim hamadaber mi shechia. Baal Oiv is an Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara.
Get rid of the kale.
What?
Get rid of the kale.
Baal Oiv ze pisoim. What is about Baal Oiv is an Avodah Zara called ze pisoim? What is pisoim? Pisoim Rashi of Yashem Chaham Chashi. That's the name of the magician. There's a magician in Zelt called pisoim. And Baal Oiv, what the mission tells Zeb Pisim Hamadaber, Mishachyo, the magician, he speaks from his armpit. Okay, that's the name of the magician. He puts, I don't know what, I have no idea what this means. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, this magician, he brings the dead up out of the ground, from the earth into his armpit. And he puts in his armpit, and the dead speak from the armpit. That is what is called the Baal Oif. You bring
it's
the
seance,
dead. You bring the dead out of the ground. The dead comes into the armpit, and the dead speaks. Who does all of this? You need a special licensed a person, professional. You cannot do this on your own. It's illegal. You get fined. You have to have a permit to do this. You get a special professional. The professional is called the Pisaim. He has the license. He can do this out of the ground. In my armpit, he talks. The person does this Chayiv Misa. Vaita, the Yidoini, what is that? Zeh Hamidab Bepiv, you bring the dead into your own body. You bring the dead into the mouth, and the mouth mam and speaks mam from Piv. Rashi says, the Gemara says, how do you do that? Yidoini is a bone, a name of a wild animal. You have to take the bone of this wild animal. Rashi says, Chayachas Yeshashma Yadua. That's the machnis mimena etzem. You take a bone from it, l'sech piv ve'etzem midabem eilav alidei kishafim, and the bone speaks by itself. You put the bone in your mouth, and it's not a good idea. The noise is not good for me. And nuts are never good by a share. They make a lot of noise. Nuts. Okay. And also now let's just eat nuts. Nuts Rosh Hashanah.
That's why he's eating them
now.
That's what Rabbi says.
Chet is egos. Chet also. But Rosh Hashanah should already be machmer. Rosh Hashanah, no chatoim, no nuts. Rosh Hashanah. The doini zeh hamadaber, especially by the shir, zeh hamadaber fiv. This is, I will tell you, that's what destroyed my daf yomi. Food. Food is what I'm telling you destroyed the daf yomi. It destroyed and texting, and that's not joking. It mamish destroyed it. The doini zeh hamadaber fiv. This will you take a bone, you put the bone in the name of the animal. It's called the yadoa. And you put the bone in your mouth, and the bone speaks, period. Harei elu b'skil, a person that engages in these two practices, an oif or yidoini, the armpit or the mouth, through a bone from an animal called a yadoa, the person who does these things, he's chayef skila. The hanishal bohem basar, a person who goes, and a person who's a professional to do this, and let's say you're not a professional, but I hire someone. I go, and I don't know how to do this. You know how to do this. I go to a person. I'm shoyel. I need to communicate with the dead. Can you be so kind to me and bring this dead body up into your armpit or into your mouth and the bone, and I can communicate with me? I want to employ your services. So the person that does is not chayef misa, but it's chayef malkois arboim. It's bahasharu. It is a prohibition for me to engage the services of a person who is trained in these matters. For me to go to school and get a degree in doing this and get a license, that is going to be a chayef misa. Right. Frankly, why are we here in the sechta Sanhedrin to say Baal Avidan? Mashna Gavi Kresos. In the sechta Kresos, we have a parallel Mishnah that talks about all the chayef karis. Now, when is a person chayef karis? When is chayef skila? He's chayef karis if when? if there is no witnesses. If there are witnesses, then there is skila. So we have two mesachtas. Mesachta Sanhedrin deals with death, and mesachta Kresos deals with Kares. Frag the Gemara. Why is it? Mesachta Kresos. We mention there it says the Tony Bal Oiv Vishari Lidoini. And Mesachta Kresos it says Oiv, and there is no mention of the Avodah Zarah called Yidoni. And yet here in Masechta Sanhedrin we mention Oiv Yidoni. Very good kash. Enter the Gemara. Yochanan Mamo says, Hoy l'shneim b'lav echanemru. We have two answers. We have to remember Machlaikis, Yochanan Yitzhlakish. And Yochanan says, because when it comes to Misa, it's because both of these things are nichlam in one lav. In other words, let's say first, when it comes to Karis, let's talk about a carbon. Masechta Kresos, this is the idea. Masechta Kresos is not just dealing with Karis. This is the key, the site. Masechta Kreis is dealing with Karis / Karbon. Whereas Masechta Sanhedrin.
Next year.
Okay. So what's the difference between Masechta Kreis is dealing also with Karbon. When there is Karis, there's automatically going to be Karbon B'Shoigeg. Simimela, how many korbanos is one chayiv for if he does both? Let's say a person does not know the halacha, he's ignorant, he did not go to the daf, and he thinks it is permitted, and he does both. Is he chayiv one or two? One. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why Masechta Kresos, it only says oiv, does not say yidin, it's to teach, because if you'd say oiv, the yidin, you'd be misled to believe that you chayiv two korbanos. Kamash Milan, you only chayiv one korban. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm a hoil of shem, blav echa nemru, is one. That's why he only said, why it's only oiv. But over here we're dealing with Misa, so a person only get killed once. Or Sanu Gay, only get killed once. Not possibly killed more than once. Memela. That's why it says Oiv and it says Yidoini. That's answer of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we come to Reish Lakish.
So the person did Oiv and then he found out that he did a...
Oh, then Shtei Halamas, then it's Chayiv too. And Nechanam, if it's Shtei Halamas, but let's say it was Behelim Echad, then you only even according to Rabbi Yochanan, only Chayiv one. Now we come to Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, I disagree. I hold Oiv, Yidoini, Chayiv two. Behalamechad, it's two separate violations, Yichayiv too. So the question now in Reish Lakish, so why Taka then in Masechta Sanhedrin is only say, but why in Masechta Kresos they don't say one? Reish Lakish, Shama, Yidoini Lefish Ein by Maase. Murder the Gevart, because Yidoini there's no Maase. In other words, what's happening? You put this bone in your mouth, who is doing the talking? The one that's doing the talking is the dead. You're not doing anything. Mela, you're not doing a Maase. But I guess when it comes to Oiv, you bring into the armpit. You gotta know how to maneuver the armpit, physical therapy. You gotta know how to bang the arms the right way in order that the dead should come. Therefore, you're doing a ma'isa. Okay, now that's the machloikis. Now you have to hold on, fasten your seatbelts, because the Gemara is now going to go in a very lengthy chad gadya. A very lengthy chad gadya. I use that term very often. That term chad gadya, which was the shachar tie back. What is this one? Did this one pass it back and forth? Each one goes back and forth. It's mamish a maze. It's a maze going back and forth. So we're referring to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Bal Oiv Dinakat. Now, go to the first Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was his answer? You only chayiv one carbon. You only chayiv one carbon. Therefore, we only said Oiv. We did not say Oiv Yidoni in order not to make a mistake. I think you chayiv two carbonas. But if that's the case, so just say Yidoni. Why do you select? Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a whole different answer because it's a mice. There's only a mice, there's no mice by Yidoni. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, it says only want to say one, not two. So, therefore, why did you select Oiv over Yidoni? Maybe you say Yidoni, not Oiv. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Bal Oiv Dinakat, and the Gemara from the Pasach Beikra, simple because it came first. It came first since in the Pasuk it says Oiv Vi Yidoini. We only can select one in order not to mislead us to think you're going to have two Kurbanas. So if we have a choice to say one, what would you say? You would say the first one in the Pasuk. We said Oiv. Fine.
It makes sense to say the second one, and then you Nichlal, and you can say Kol Shekein the first.
No. We're more saying, the coin of Yochanan, why is it, if you do both the Helen Echad, how many Chai? Only Chai have one. So therefore, why do we only say Oiv? You could say Yidoni for the same money. To say very simple, since it came first, we can only pick one, and this one came first in the Pasuk, so there's something to being first. There's something to being first. Fight. Reish Lakish, my time will lay on my Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't Reish Lakish say the answer that said he only in Chayiv one? No, Reish Lakish, by disagreeing, holds Yechayiv two. If a person in one Helim does Oiv and Yidoni only Chayiv two, why? L'choy Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Our Papa Chalukin Hem B'Misa, he says, Merdek Yisa, because since B'Misa, since with the Torah, when it comes to Chisrei, even though it's Takachu, when it comes to the Chorus, the warning, it says, Oiv V'Yidoini. It says it in one Pasek, but since when it comes to the penalty of Misa, Skila, it says it separately. It says it separately. So he says a chiddush. Being separate for skila automatically separates them for kares and for karbon. Isn't a chiddush? Since they're separate for skila, they remember they're always three
skila,
parts.
They're both skila.
So since the Torah describes them separately for skila mamela, that's contagious, that carries through to kares and karbon. There are three worlds. There's three parallels. There's skila, kares, and karbon. They all go together. With hasra and edim, it's skila. With no hasra and no edim, it's kares. The shay gets karbon. The Torah, when it comes to kares, groups it together in one shot. Skila, it separates them.
Edim below hasra.
Edim is kares. Edim below hasra is kares. Kares. You have to have you have to dot the I's, cross the t's. Everything has to be done because that's chedin. But therefore, the Rav is saying, the side is that that if it says it's severed by skila, it automatically causes it to be broken apart when it comes to kares, when it comes to karban. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says no such thing. That high luchud. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Chaluka the lav losh machalush shma chaluka. The miso losh machaluka. I disagree. If the Torah wanted it to be separated, they have to separate it by the loisasei. And since by the Leisa say it says oy vi, so it's a chibur, so it's only one. Therefore, don't go tell me that we can extrapolate and take the separation that says by skill and apply it to the Leisa say. Now, Aryeh, you have to wake up. It's no good. There's no good. You got to wake up. It's Erev Hashana. Oyru yishenim mishinaschem. Oyru yishenim mishinaschem. You have to force to sleep the slumber from your eyes. Rabbi Yochanan, my time will be my Kirish Lakish. Why Rabbi Yochanan like a shlokish? He said, what was his time? Maisa. Oy is a maisa. Yid oini, there is no maisa. You put a bone in your teeth, and the bone talks by itself. I didn't do anything. What did I do? Amal l'cha mastis m'kreis Rabbi Akiva. No, I don't like that answer, because Mr. Sechum Sech Kreisus is going like Rabbi Akiva. D'yamar loy b'inon maisa. You don't need a maisa. Mamela Rabbi Akiva l'shitase holds, you do not need a maisa. You malchus, even when you do not do a maisa, mamela, you're going to be chai for both. Mamela, that's why we need to come on to another. What?
You'll be chai regardless of going to Reish
Lakish. No, right.
It's only a carbon, that's all we're talking about.
Even a carbon. You're going to be chai two carbonas. Oh, but I didn't do a maisa. You don't need a maisa. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you do need a maisa. That's why they disagree. Reish Lakish says you're going over here like Rabbi Akiva, and he's loy bar Rabbi Akiva ma'isa rabba. The Gemara is now splitting hairs. This is mamish like a mamish of the playbook of Reb Chaim. This is mamish Reb Chaim back 2,000 years before Tzvedinim, the two types of ma'isa, a typical Reb Chaim. In a Chanaim, the Gemara talks about ma'isa, but there are different types of ma'isa. Steering the Rambam, this Rambam is a ma'isa rabba, and this is a ma'isa zutra. All the lumnis, I'm telling you, is all in the Gemara. If you learn Daf Yom, you learn Shas. I'm telling you, you're going to touch upon all lumnis. I was on my Shachai with the Rebbe. He was giving me Musa. I was learning the Kis. I was learning the Mina. So he said, let's learn the Ian. Let me show you the Geshmak in the Mina. And we learned the Gemara. And he starts making a Chol Chakira. And I said, Rebbe, I'm telling you a true story. Rebbe, it's Mamish the Gemara on Daf 30 Daf from here now. And he never learned his whole life 30 because in Yeshivas, he only learned the first 10 Daf. He says, oh, what are you talking about? I returned to the Daf 30 Daf ahead. And I read the Gemara to him. And he couldn't believe, he was blown away. The lumdis, and that he was trying to mechadish on the spot. It's a Farish of Gemara, to the end. Here, Mam, you see a bit of Chaim's lumdis over here. There's a Maisa Rabba and a Maisa Zutta. So the over here saying over here, Rabbi Shlokesh, he loy boy, Rabbi Kiva, Maisa Rabba. He knows the Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zutta boy. So the fact that therefore, that's not a good answer. Even Yidoyin, there's no Maisa garnished.
So Rabbi Kiva, perhaps.
Would hold that you're going to be potter when it comes to Yidoyin because you're doing zero. So the Gemara says, really, if you're going to say that, Megadif my Maisa Ika, what are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayiv Malkus, Yechayiv a carbon for Megadif. Oh, but Megadif is Mamish no Maisa. Megadif is on par with Yidoyni. Yidoyni, you do nothing, you put it in your mouth. So Megadif, you're moving your lips. The Gemara, that's not even a Maisa Zutta. The Gemara says, no, it is a Maisa Zutta. That's not true. The Megadev, Birchas Hashem, moving your lips, B'shoigeg, and saying Birch Hashem, is a Maisa better than Yidoyni. Yidoyni is Mamish garnished. But this is at least a Shtekel Maisa, Akim Asifas, Hale Maisa.
So it's not sure.
In Echnami, this qualifies as a Maisa Rab, Maisa Zutra. Fact the Gemara, Bal Oiv, my Maisa Ika. Fact the Gemara, when it comes to Bal Oiv, my Maisa Ika. So the Gemara says, so you tell me that when it comes to Yidoyni, There's no ma'isa. But oif, everyone agrees, if there's shlokosh, there's a ma'isa. What are you doing? You're moving your armpits and you're causing the dead to come out of the ground and to go into the cavity in your armpit and to speak. Where is the ma'isa when it comes to oif? It's only yidoini, you told me there's no ma'isa. So oif, my ma'isika, and the Gemara ha-koshas ziroi oisav hove ma'isa. Banging your arms is a ma'isa. That requires professionally. Some people have to go for therapy. It's a gansa ma'isa. They know how to move their arms different ways. So in a chanami, in order to allow the dead spirit to enter into the appropriate spot, the cavity, the sweet spot, to be comfortable, in order that the dead, the oif, should communicate with the living to speak, that is a chokhmah, that's a ma'isa, and that is cool enough. Frek digma, really? That feel the rabbanon? Even according to the sheet of the Rabbanon, now the Gemara means now will only be explained at the bottom of the page, which basically means now the Gemara at the bottom of the page is going to talk about bowing down. When you bow down, is that called a Maisa? When a person bows down to an idol, is that called a Maisa in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva? So we just conclude by saying that Oiv, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Oiv Yechayiv, carbon, because Oiv is called a significant Maisa, by moving your arms in the proper location to allow the dead spirit to enter into the cavity. Now let me ask you a question, the Gemara says. Is moving your arms equivalent to bowing down? If I would ask you, which one is more of a Maisa, bowing down or moving your arms? I would say bowing down. Guess what? According to the Rabbanon in Rabbi Akiva Shita, bowing down is not a Maisa. And if a person were to bow down to an idol, according to the Rabbanon's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, he would be potter, because that's not called a ma'isa. If bowing down is not called a ma'isa, so moving your arms is also not called a ma'isa. You get the Gemara's equation? The Gemara is comparing bowing down to moving your arms. The Afil Rabbanon, even is it called a ma'isa, even called a Rabbanon, but now in order to appreciate the Gemara's question, you have to read a lot of Gemara to understand what the Gemara is coming to ask her. The time of the Ma'isa in the Chayvelash, I'll never change my Ma'isa. Tanakam, behold, the Ma'isa, what's a Ma'isa? Klein Zibuach, sacrifice, Kitor, Ketores, Nitzach, pouring wine. Vishtachavo, oh, look at that, bowing down. Vyamresh Lokish, Mantana, Hishtachavo, who says bowing down is called a Ma'isa? Rabbi Akiva, holds, you don't need a Ma'isa. Vyamalobi, the Ma'isa. Rabbi, oh, so what do you see over here? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Afilu teimor rabbanon kefifas koymos rabban havi ma'isa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds no, that bowing down is enough of a ma'isa according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Now
none of these four things over here are considered ma'isa zuta.
So that's the point. They're all called the ma'isas. They're all called the ma'isa rabba. Obviously, they're all called the ma'isa rabba.
Now
let's see. But what is it? Let's see. According to Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kivus kamos rabban havi ma'isa." That's Rabbi Yochanan. Hashta. Now the Gemara says, but we're going in Reish Lakish. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who came along and said. Rabbi Shlokish was the one who said Matan Shachava. That's Rabbi Akiva. Was going to Rabbi Akiva. Look at the words. We're going, Rabbi Yochanan. I feel him, Rabbanon. Kefifas koimosoi lirabbanon have maisa. That's only in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Avada. According to Rabbi Akiva, According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be considered to be a ma'isa. It's good enough, according to Rabbi Akiva. But according to the Rabban, it's not a ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan says that even the Shid Rabban is called a ma'isa, bowing down is called a ma'isa. But now, what about Reish Lakish? He disagreed.
Right.
Now here comes the part that we tell Gemara. Hashtol Reish Lakish, he was called Master Rabban, lo have a ma'isa. If according to the Rabbanon, bowing down is not called a ma'isa. So the bowing down is much more significant than moving your arms. Hakosha zero isa of the Baal Oiv have a ma'isa. Is it called a ma'isa? So therefore, we go back to the Gemara. So when the Gemara gave the answer, the Gemara's question was Baal Oiv my ma'isa ika. So the Gemara says Hakosha zero isa. Let's take a step back. Our mission over here says. I'm sorry. The Masechta Kresos, it said that you're only going to be chayiv for carbon for oiv. You're not chayiv for yidoini. And the Gemara is explaining to us now why, because oiv is a ma'isa and yidoini is not a ma'isa. And this is true even according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva also holds that you need a ma'isa zuta and this, and so yidoini is zero. But oiv, Oiv is called a Maisa according to everyone, the Gemara at this point assumes. So according to everyone, even according to Rabbanan. That's not true. According to Rabban, it's not called a Maisa. It maybe it's called a Maisa according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's not called. So your answer was that the Mishnah Mesechta Kreisos is going like the Rabbanan, and it's going like both. It's going like the Rabbanan, and it's going like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore there's the chiluk between Oiv and Yidoini. Oiv is a Maisa, L'chuli Alma, and Yidoini is garnished to Kuli Alma. Even Rabbi Akiva is garnished from garnished, because even Rabbi Akiva requires the lumness of a Maisa Zuto, and this is garnished.
But now
it's nothing.
Otherwise.
But Oiv, everyone holds when it comes to Oiv, is called a Maisa. Right. That's not true. Right. Oiv is only called a Maisa according to Rabbi Akiva. It's not a Maisa according to the Rabbanan. How do you know it's not a Maisa according to the Rabban? Because according to Rabban, his Shtachava is not a Maisa. If his Shtachava is not a Maisa, certainly HaKosh HaZiro Isav is not called a Maisa. And for the Gemara, the Gemara is now revising the answer of the Gemara. The revision is that when it says in Masechta Kresos that there's going to be a Chi of carbon for Oiv, a Pella, even Oiv needs to come on to Rabbi Akiva. Because even Oiv, you need a Maisa. It is a very Shvacha Maisa. The Shvacha Maisa. And a Shvacha and Rabbi Kiva would be good according to Rabbi Kiva. It would not be good enough according to the Rabbanan. Avu Rabbanan lo?
I'm just trying to understand what the Kash and the Teretz. Okay, so it seems like a pretty posh at the Teretz.
What do you mean Pasha Teretz?
That's very shlokish.
That's not good that you're limiting. To limit the scope, the mission to a Das Yachid is always a very painful thing to do. This is not a Maila to do. And by the way, this is what does in the Yushalmi. You have to know this yisoid. A chilek between the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. And whenever you have a kasha between two Mishnayis, what's the derech of the Bavli? The Bavli is to say, Hocha b'mayaskina. We're going l'kuli alma. Right. We're going like the Rabbanan. But this Mishnah is Hocha b'mayaskina in this limited case. And in this case, that's not the derech of the Yerushalmi. The derech of Yerushalmi is to expand the scope of the case and to limit the shita. So here we're learning tonight a daf of Yerushalmi. We're learning it tonight a daf Samachin Sanhedrin. You have to remember is in the style of the Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli. It's a chiluk. Should have a daf of Yerushalmi. Vaita. So Avraham lo. Yach that's the case. Yotzim. Yach that's the case. Yotzim. God v'bal oiv mi ba'yilei. If that's the case, you tell me that the mish is only going according to the sheet, going according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, then yach yotzim megadiv v'bal oiv mi ba'yilei.
That's another reason.
So because there in the mission says, let's clarify that point. Let's clarify that point. Rashi, Yachid look in the Rashi. Rashi, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom. Yachid, Mas Nisan Diketani Hosam Bemilso the Rabbanan. There the Rabbanan said, Yotza Megadev She'ene Chayval Shigos. In that mission, Masechta Kreisos, it says that according to the Rabbanan, a person is Mevarich Hashem. Mavarech Hashem b'shoigeg, he's exempt from a carbon. If you're telling me now that we're going that according to the Rabbanan hold that you need a Maisa, and then the Mishnah is not going like Oiv. Oiv can only be true according to Rabbi Akiva, because Oiv is not called a Maisa, but according to the Rabbanan, Oiv Yipata, so we make the exception, it should list in the exception, not only in his Megadeh, Baloiv also. Yahachi has the case, Yotza Begadeh v'Baloiv b'Yilei. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara says, you're writing right now, is Mamish, our whole Nuchidish. Oiv does not mean bringing the dead out of the ground and having them rest in your armpit, a whole new pshat. You know what Oiv is? Oiv is Mekater, and so Elamaula, Mekater L'Shed, a whole new pshat. It means being Makter Kitoires to a demon. That's a Maisa L'Choli Alma. Kitoires L'Choli Alma is for the Maisa. There are a whole new pshat in Oiv. Oiv is not the dead. You're not bringing up the dead. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Bal Oiv diketoni dekresos demoidu bei rabbanon b'hoch yaskinan shemekata lefnei hashed hamemunel ois adavar. You offer a ketores to the demon that is in charge of this matter, the havi maisa gomo. Okay?
So we have the problem now with kresos.
Why is Karis? What's the problem?
Kresos before.
It's good now.
He's only said Oiv.
So it's only Oiv. Only Megadev. No, Yotz and Megadev. Oiv Yitaka Chayev. Oiv Yitchayev. You don't need a potter. You don't need a Zelvazach. You put a bone in your mouth and it talks by itself. It's a Dovah Shem B'maisa. In Eim B'maisa, there's no carbon. What is Oiv? Oiv is Mekata L'Shed. It's going like Bonan. We have restored the Mishnah L'Machzer Ator L'Yoshna. The Mishnah is going to feed everyone. The Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva. It says in the Mishnah, Oiv, there is a chi of carbon, b'shoigeg. What is Oiv? Makter k'toiris to the
shaydim. It's still considered lav echad.
Oh, no, we don't need it anymore. We're done with that. That's done. We're done. That's out the window. That's no more.
So
we revised.
So
that whole answer, the whole mahalach is not out the door. Now we that whole shakav did not work out to the very end. It worked pretty far. But now because of all this kash, we have to completely knock it out. We have a whole new answer. The reason why it says now Mishnah in Sechta Kresos, it only says the only Kriya for Oiv, because you don't know you're going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter? Because there's no Maisa. According to Resh Lakish, there's no Maisa. Why? What kind of Maisa is there for Oiv? Makater L'Shed. And who is the Mishnah Sechta Kresos following? Even the Rabbah, everyone. The Rabban and Rabbi Akiva. Oiv is a Maisa, Yidoni is not a Maisa. And don't tell me, Abba Rabbi Kiva holds Yichayah for a Maisa. We have the Lundis. The Lundis, if not for the Gemara, you would think it's Rabbi Chaim's Lundis, is there's a Chidlik between the Maisa Zuta. Even Rabbi Kiva's Moidi need a Maisa Zuta.
There's
they don't even have that.
Exactly.
Oh, no, there is a Machlis, because Rabbi Yochanan still maintains the Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says the Tam is one love, no, that we're going only in a Resh Lakish. This whole problem was only in a Resh Lakish. This whole issue was only in the sheet of Resh Lakish, because Resh Lakish is the one who gave the answer, you don't need a Maisa. He's the one that got into the Maisa business. So Mela, he got into trouble. So therefore, he was Mechalik, if he didn't, we'd go out to a Maisa. So therefore, in his lungs, the Chid didn't get into the whole story. The Mela, he has to come out to a whole new answer. And according to Resh Lakish, Oiv is Mekater L'Shed, and Yidoini is the bone. Oiv is a Maisa. Yechayv L'Fi the Rabban Rabbi Akiva. Yidoini is more garnished. And even Rabbi Akiva's masking is no Maisa, because it's not a Maisa Zuta. Okay, so therefore we're back in business. The Gemara is not so fast. Amolei Rabba, Amolei Rava, Makat L'Shed, Oiv the Zaruch. Who are we talking about? That's not the Mishnah. We hear Bal Oiv is posh that it's not is Avodah Zarah. If you bring the Torah to a shade that is a Bizrayu of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Mamish. Not a Bizrayu, Avodah Zarah Mamish. Mele so therefore that's Nichlal in the previous Mishnayis in this Perek of dealing with Avodah Zarah. We're now learning about different types of Averus, which are Chiyav Misa. So you can't go tell me what's Avodah Zarah. So now we have answer number three. Okay, answer number three. El Amarava. Mimikata Lechaber. Ketoris Maisa. Lechaber. Lechaber means to, it's not an Avodah Zarah, it's a type of magic where you bring together different creatures. You bring them together to the Koyach of Ketoris. No idea what this is. You do a Maisa Ketoris, and somehow you bring together different creatures that under normal circumstance will never come together. Amale Abaya. Hamakatil lechaber, that's a different prohibition in the Torah. It says bal oiv v'yidoni v'choyver chover. So it's a different prohibition. That's choyver chover who? So what are you talking about? How can you go tell me that it's oiv when it's choyver chover? And to the Gemara in, you're right. The Torah amra choyver is. Well, you're right. In Achnami, the Torah calls it by different names. When the Torah says do not be choyver chover, it did not say the penalty. It just said do not do so. Here the Torah is coming to tell you, if you do Chover Chover, which is otherwise known as A.K.A. is known as Oiv, Ze Biskila. Okay?
So it's not a third case.
It's not a case. Oiv, mercy, you saw you, one thing, you don't forget, you learned the stops, I always remember, that Chover Chover and Oiv is a Zelbazach. According to Resh Lakish, it's the Zelbazach. There's no Chilib between Chover Chover and Oiv. No one should tell you otherwise. You have to know that. No one should commit to otherwise that being an oiv and a chayv chaver is something different. It's all the same. If you want to understand deeper insight into that, I'll tell you later on. I'll tell you another very deep insight into this. Right. Tanabon. Now the Gemara goes the last one. Tanabon and chayv chaver is echad chaver. God of echad chaver. Doesn't mean it's bringing together different creatures. Whether you bring together large animals, bears, lions, tigers, giraffes, elephants, v'chulu v'chulu, or bring together insects, little creatures. Doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do, Gedolim and Ketanim, whatever you want to go do, you bring them together, there's a prohibition. I feel Nechashim, Yaakarab, even you bring together Nechashim, the snakes, the scorpions, bring them together, there's going to be Chiv Misa. Amar Abayi, Hichad, Yav Haiman, the Tzomeid, Zibud, the Akrav. A person who brings together, it's Zibud is a bee, and Akrava is a snake, a scorpion. Afal Gav, Dukam, Mechavim, Deloy, Lazku. Even though your kavanah is you should not be injured, the reason why I want to bring the bee together with the snake is the order because that will they'll be preoccupied. The bee will sting the snake, whatever. Chveis, it shouldn't hurt me. Also, it's this is the raisa. Rashi does say though, but if it's bikoch nefesh, and it's mutter. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vafil l'choshem akravim l'garoi son zeb zed to provoke them." Limkan Midbar, a desert place. Shaloi Yimsu the Yishuv Yazigu, also going Shain Rotsnach, they're not running after you. Shain Khan Mishum Pikuch Nefesh. But if they're coming after you and you do this magic trick, you mach the Ketores, Chayva, he's the Yimach the Ketores to the scorpion and the bee, they should be preoccupied with each other, they should not bother you, then there's no Chiyav Misa because you're doing it for a purpose.
He's got to be pretty quick on his feet there to get the, okay, while they're chasing him to quickly make the Ketores.
He has to do this in order. And this is, by the way, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this is the side of dip the apple in the honey. The honey is bee honey. Did you know that? Not the honey, it's bee honey, it's the zibura. The akrava is the apple. The apple is merameis on the tapuach. The tapuach, according to some, is the esroig. And the esroig, according to some, was the fruit that Chava fed Adam HaRishayim. So, that was at the influence of the nachash. And the nachash is a form of an akrav, a scorpion. So we hear on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of Yom HaShishi, is the anniversary of the Chet Adam HaRishayim, of eating from the Eitz Hadas, due to the influence of the Nachash. The Nachash. So what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? We're doing Mamish, a permissible form of Chayv HaChaver. We're taking the Akrav, the product of the Akrav. The product of the Akrav is the Esrek, and we're taking the product of the Zibura. The product of the Zibura is the honey. These are products of the Ovis, the Tololos. We're being Chayv HaChaver, bring them together in order Shaloli Zaku. We should not be harmed. We should not follow in their way and be nichshol in. We should not be nichshol in what they did. No, it's Mamash. What we're saying. This is what it means. You bring afal gav to kolicham to lo lizaku. That's the first thing you do in Rosh Hashanah after you make kiddush. You do before you wash or after. What's your meaning? Before you wash or after you wash? Dip the apple in the honey.
We wash and make a mosa.
You first wash.
We wash the whole package together. We don't.
You wash and then you do everything. You do the honey, the apple, and the simanim. What do you do?
Kiddush and hamotzi.
Kiddush, hamotzi.
You wash, you're yakis.
So you do wash, kiddush, hamotzi, and then you do all the. What do you do? Kiddush, hamotzi, and then you do the apple and the simanim.
I think so.
There are two things. Apple, honey is one thing. Simanim is something separate. What do? You make kiddush, wash, and you do both together. Okay. Some say it's proper to separate the two. You make kiddush. After kiddush, you dip the apple in the honey. Then you wash, and then you do the simanim.
No.
You don't do that. No. Okay, that's not your minig. Your minig is it's a package deal. You dip the apple in the honey, and then you bring out the simanim.
What's the reason for that?
Well, there are different various reasons because they're whole different hatamim. One is simanim milsa. Dipping the apple in the honey is not simanim milsa. It's a kabbalistic inyan. It's a whole different sug. You want to separate the two. And also, you make the bar priyo eitz. You're going to have the simanim is the shiva saninim. You're making a bracha on the eitz on the apple before the shiva saminim.
Yeah,
not so pashit.
They're not on the table. We spoke about this morning.
But it's not so pashit. But if imam is doing it before kiddush,
before
the hamayis, you should not have it on the table because then you're insulting the shiva saminim. So it should not be on. But you have to have kavan that you're going to bring it on the table.
But then you have the problem with the shechiyon on the second night.
The shechiyon is no. So only bari per eitz. What do you say shechiyon on the second night?
You make a shechiyon.
So the bari per eitz you make on the apple, you should have kavan. It should be for the shechiyon. It should be for the shechiyonu, for the shechiyonu food. You don't make another bari per eitz. The bari per eitz that you make on the apple should have kavan that bari per eitz should go for the shechiyonu as well. Should go for the shechiyonu, and the shechiyonu you make is on kiddush. So then you just eat the shechiyonu food without doing any brachas. Only the second night you have the shechiyonu food. You don't have shechiyonu the first night.
Right.
There is no shechiyonu.
So don't you have to have in front of you when you...
What? When you make the shechiyonu, yes, the shechiyonu food should be in front of you and make kiddush.
Right.
Oh, so then you take something very good. Then you make the bari per eitz on the apple. The shechiyonu is not shevus haminim. It's not a problem. So you make a bari per eitz on the apple, and then the bari per eitz you make on the apple goes on the shechiyonu food as well. Okay, it's a whole sugya to itself. We'll go over the top. Over here, I want to point out to you over here that we have the zibun the akrav. The zibun the akrav is the tolodos of the dip the apple in the honey is the bee honey, and the apple is merames on the chait of the marishain. And here it's mamsh the gemara daf the af gemara is hayman a person that summit zibura the akraba af agav du kamecham the loy lisku. That's what you're trying to unrashana. You should not be harmed. You should be a shatam masuka. There should be no nezek. There should be no harm.
Mamtik
the din. Half of the fella that this gemara over here, the soit of dip the apple in the honey, is being presented over here in the whole shas. Only one place in shas to say the soit of dip the apple in the honey, and here it is, mamish erev Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Half of the fella only the hashgachah brothers. Rabbi Yochan. Now the gemara goes back to this. Rabbi Yochan, my shodik v'is kamos l'rabban havi ma'isa. In fact, the gemara, Rabbi Yochan, he held that it's always a ma'isa. Rabbi Yochan, Rish Lakish was not the one who. Now we have to remember, go back. the Gemara mentioned over here that bowing down. Bowing down is a maisa. V'akima sefas of lo yhavi maisa. Rabbi Yochanan was one who said before that when it comes to bowing down, i'afilu l'rabbanon, bowing down is called a maisa. Hashtachavos is called a maisa. But oif, which he still learns to mean, you take a, you bring the dead in, you move your arms, you bend your arms in a certain way to bring the dead spirit into that area. That is not called a maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that Kriyas Kavos lo yhavi maisa. V'akima sefas of no, I'm sorry. Look at the gears, it's a mistake. It means over here, Maishna Akimas of the Megadef. And we're going now to Megadef. Okay, we're going back to Megadef. Let's go back to Megadef because we're going Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanon hold that bowing down is a Chiv Misa. But if a person, that bows down B'shoigeg, is chayiv a carbon. But if a person is megadef b'shoigeg, is he chayiv carbon? A person is megadef b'shoigeg, is he chayiv carbon?
No.
Person bows down b'shoigeg, is he chayiv carbon?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the chilik? Why is hashtachava b'shoigeg potter? And why is megadef b'shoigeg chayiv? Why is hashtachava b'shoigeg chayiv and megadef b'shoigeg potter? What's the reason? New lumbus is that the ikur megadef is the kavana, and the kavana is something which is not tangible. Whereas bowing down, it's not the kavana, it's the maisa. A maisa hishtachava, the ikur is the maisa. Megadef, the ikur is the kavana. The kavana. Rashana you have anach aleinu. The ikur is the maisa, and then we have the kiyas shofar. The kiyas shofar, the ikur is the kavana. The kavana, the kavana is the ikur. The makar is the kavana. You have both imams. Another sugya of Rashanu right here in front of us. Koidim u'mishtachavim is aleinu malchus. Malchus. Malchus is the caption aleinu l'shabeach. V'anachnu koidim u'mishtachavim arba halachal maisa. Very important halachal maisa. Rabbi Israel Arbach says that when you say v'anach during the silent Shemona Esrei. You're supposed to bow down during the Salah Shemona Esrei. And you're supposed to remain bowed down until the very end, ain old. Not like people do, they just bow down and they get buried up. You're supposed to bow down and all the way stay down until ain old.
Now on the floor.
Not on the floor, but literally on the all the way until ain old. So you see that Tzvei Dinim. Shtachava is the Maisa. Megadef is the Megadef. The Birchas Hashem is the Kavana. Shofar is Kabbalah Tzol Malchus. Tamluchuni olai uvamir b'shofar. Shofar is the call. Tamluchuni olai, and that's the call, and that is the kavani. See, isn't it unbelievable? These things come over here. Masiv meisir abizay yatzu in akasha yatzu edim zaimim she'ein b'hamais edim zaimim chazal say yipater. According to b'shoy, a person is an eid zaimim b'shoyeg. Is he chayiv carbon? Is he chayiv a carbon? If he does not know that it's forbidden to be an eid zaimim, no, there's no maisa. So there's no carbon. Why the hamayha less nu believe? Why edim zaymimim? There's no kavan believe. You're telling me now akimas sefasov is really called a maisa? Would be a maisa. The only reason why akimas sefasov is not called a maisa, your lips is because the ikur is by megadev, it's believe. But edim zaymimim, there is no heart. It's just it's lip service. We testify that so and so killed so and so on this day and this time. So this akimas sefasov, memela, there should be a chiyuv carbon. And don't tell me, but it's tali b'leiv. It's not tali b'leiv. According to the lums you presented to me right now, that you're masking the be'emes, akimas sefasov is called a maisa, no different than bowing down is called a maisa. And the only reason why we exempted megadev was because we added this other ingredient called akavana b'leiv. But when it comes to edim zaymimim, there is no such thing as akavana b'leiv. So v'amai ha lesnu b'leiv, am ravashan, edim zaymim b'chol v'yeshnu 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 b'chol. Because this call, because the Ikur Ya'edim Zem is the testimony, and call is intangible. You can't touch sound. Sound cannot be touched. Mela, that's why put it. Try the Gemara of Rabbi Kol, Rabbi Yochanan, Lav, Ma'isu, Ra'idma, Ra'idun, Ba'isa, Chasama, Bekol, V'inicha, Bekol, Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'achai. If you go and you muzzle an animal, Bekol, you prevent an animal from eating, you shout to the animal, don't eat. Don't eat from the food that you're working on. Or you go and you guide, or the Hinigo, or you go and you climb two animals together through your instructions. Rabbi Yochanan Machayev, so you see, kol is significant. Rishlag Shema Potter, you see, mamish, kol shofar. Machlekes, what is the significance of kol? Rabbi Yochanan Machayev, why akimas piv have a maisa? Rishlag Shema Potter, akimas piv have a maisa. And what do we learn from this? Afilu, this unbelievable Gemara. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan that says you're going to be chayiv because kol is significant, it's only when there is a kimas sefasav, when you blow shofar, you're producing a kol without a kimas sefasav. Is that amazing? So even Rabbi Yochanan will be masking that the kol of shofar is not a maisa, because there's a kol, that's the whole mahus of tkiya shofar. It's a kol without a kimas sefasav. And without a kimas sefasav, it's something which is a dumb shame by myself. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
All these things on Erev Rosh Hashanah. El Amarav Hashani. So there was the answer. El Amarav Hashani. Edom Zayim Halav Yeshlam Bria. New Yisayit. Edom Zayim. May I tell you? I didn't tell you this. Edom Zayim. 100. You cannot escape. You cannot escape from Edom Zayim. Wherever you go, it will haunt you. It will haunt you. And the new Yisayit. Edom Zayim is the Ria. The tell I saw. Sight, Ri'ya, you can't touch. You cannot touch Ri'ya. Memela, even though you're going to testify, it's just like we mentioned before, when it comes to Megadeth, it's called Belev. Belev is Davashem Mamanish. Likewise, the Ri'ya is Davashem Mamanish, and that's why you can be parted from a carbon because it's still called Davashem Mamanish. When it comes to Shtachava, Hishtachava is Maisa. Shofar is Kol Beloy, Akima Sifasav is pure, not Maisa, it's pure Kavana. So we may have both ways to be mamlich l'ribayna shalaylam and zimelach, with a maisa and with a dibur, with a machshava. Vait, turn up on balay. Now go to musulim. Now we learn before machlekes. What is balay? According to what Madyamer means, Rabbi Yochanan says you bring the dead out of the ground, and you have the dead come into the armpit. Armpit is a very nice cavity. It's a cavity. When you close your pit, there's room, there's a revach. There's a revach in there for the dead to move around. It's comfortable. And then we had another opinion that means Yimakati Chavachaver. You mak their Ketores, and in the Ketores, you bring together different creatures. They come together. So you have a new sheet. It means you cause the dead, exactly what we said before, you cause the dead to speak between the prok, between your joints. Ubein atzil, brak means between your knees. Another time, you know it's in the knee cavity. Or between the prokim, I'm sorry, between the prokim, ubein atzil, between the elbow. Okay, that's now what we learned before. We learned before it's between the armpit, the base hashef, here we have a nice shita, that it's between the fingers and between the atzil yad, in your elbow, it appears. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, I don't see any Rashi. You know, Rashi says, Male es ames v'yeshe lebecha mi ben at Samois, Shol Mechashef. Again, you have to have the magician, not for the layman. You have to be a professional. Kigoyin al Pirkei Etzba'isav, Oy al Pirkei Birkav, or on the parts of your knees. This is not like the Shita we had on the previous Amud, where it said it was in your Shechi, the Beis HaShechi. Yid Oini, the Nayish, this is Zeh HaManich Etzem Yadua, with the Patach, the bone of a creature, Chaykob Yadua. The pivy put in your mouth, who medav meilav, and it talks by itself. The dead speaks. Meisrei, it says v'hoyakoyv me'eretz kolach. It says that the oiv will be from the earth. You bring out the sound of the oiv from the earth. So it seems from this halacha that oiv is not from your fingers, the joints. It's not from your knees. It's coming out of the ground. Smilav demishtoy b'ki orchin, the no more from the ground. Lo, the solik v'yosib ben aparkin mishtoy. No, it means you're bringing the dead out of the ground up, and then it comes in between your joints and in between your knees. Toshma, v'atoy mo'isha el shol, elokim, ro'isi oylem in aretz, I see elokim, I think it means chol, I see gods, I see demons coming out of the ground. He went and he hired her services. He wanted to bring up shol, he wanted to bring up Shmuel from the dead to talk to him. So he hired a woman who was a professional, she was the mechashef, she was the professional, and there it says, mim ha'aretz, from the earth. No, it means he came out of the ground and then he came upon the knuckles or upon the knees and the dead spoke.
That was allowed?
No, it's not allowed. That's a swing to itself. How was Shaul allowed to hire a woman to do something which is an Isser Deraisa? This is a big, big sugya, very, very big dilemma.
That's if it actually happened.
It was a dream. And some Taka say that it was an Avera, some say B'Koch Nefesh, Echvesnish is a big sugi in the Vesel, which I do not know the answer. Tanaba on Baloidech, Ramala Bezuchuroi, new sugi, another Shita. It means to bring the dead on the Aver of a Zachar, Bezuchuroi. V'yachar initial big gul goyles, a new sheet, a nice sheet on the skull. You bring the skull out of the ground. So yeah, well, we have so many sheets you can work with this stuff. If Mamsha eating his armpit, it means the knuckles, the knees. Now you have the skull, and we have the zachrusai. My veins are lozel. What's that you bring up between the skull, between the zachrus, and amal of the zichoy, eno ilo the kedakoy? If you cause the dead to come on the eva hazochar, the dead comes up upside down. Feet first. Okay, the feet come out of the ground, and the head's on the ground. The person is upside down.
It's not a spirit that comes out, it's an actual body that comes out.
I don't know. I'm telling you, you think I know this? I make believe I know, I don't know nothing. Initial whole life is like this, made this is the martial whole life. Make believe whole life is make believe. Anything you know, so make believe sells. Ma bein zelazamala bazuch ain't look at dark when you go to Zakhar means upside down, the animal a person comes up upside down. Feet first and the head is on the ground. The ain't oil of Shabbos. And Shabbos doesn't work. Nishal Bugulas, if you go and you inquire from the skull, oil the kedarka, person comes up head first, and the oil of Shabbos, and you can even do this. It works even on Shabbos. Oil lehecha, where does it go up? Oil it up lehecha. So where is it going? How come it's in front of you? It's in front of you. What it means? Oil kedarka. It means that it means that it answers. Oil doesn't mean oil means oil, not oil with a lamb. It means that it responds. Oil kedarka means that it responds with the proper English, proper diction, proper vocabulary. It speaks well. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say over here? What it means? Oil kedarka v'losog l'meisa ben aprakim. Oil kedarka means he learns over here means v'losolik l'meisa ben haprakim. If you do it with the zachrusai, it does not go between your joints. It just goes up naturally. I don't know what that means. It doesn't go between your knuckles. It's natural. The oin of Shabbos and answers on Shabbos, fine. And it responds to even on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, so we're done with that. Now there was a new sugya. The Av Shel Zushal Tur Nus Rupus Horasha Es Rabbi Kiva. He asked this question: is this person Tur Nus Rupus Horasha Es Rabbi Kiva? Amalei Ma Yom Mi Yomayim. Why is Shabbos special? Why do you Jews observe Shabbos over any day of the week? Amaloi, so Rabbi Akiva, he answered him back with a question, the Jewish way. You ask me a question, I'll answer you with a question. Why are you special? What made you special? Why are you so special? Umo givar mi guvrin. Why are you more special than other men? Amaloi says to him, you know why? The Moritzavi, the master, the Kesar appointed me. He made me special. So Rabbi Akiva said, that's the answer to your question. You know why Shabbos? Because Hashem said. Nothing more than the tzivui of Hashem. Shabbos nami demori tzavui. Hashem wants. Amalei hachamel. It's not my question. It is my question. Okay, fine. You're right. Okay, I understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be Shabbos, but you've been in Golus for a long time. Maybe you lost track of time. Maybe today is not really Shabbos. Maybe it's not Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe today is really Tuesday. When you're observing Shabbos, maybe you Jews lost track of time. How can you be so certain that now? 5,778 years, you're so certain. Amalei Nahar Sabbatyon, look at the river Sabbatyon, it doesn't, it's at rest. On Shabbos, Sabbatyon is at rest. Yechiyach, because the natural world, believe it or not, the natural world also rests on Shabbos. So look at the Bria, you'll notice the Bria is Shavas. The Bria never went to Golis. And Nahar Sabbatyon is a dogma of the Bria. If you study science, you will discover that nature also rests on Shabbos. Half of the fella. Bal oiv, yachich, also the bal oiv. Bal oiv, it wasn't work. Try doing oiv on Shabbos. Try bringing the dead out of the ground. The bezichrusay on Shabbos is not going to work. Kivar shel av yachiyach. Look at your father. He told Turnus Pur Sarasha. Your father, look, there's no smoke coming out of his grave on Shabbos. Your father is burning in Gehenim. And on Shabbos, even your father gets menucha, the smoke of the fire of your father is not burning. There's no smoke on Shabbos. Amalo, so Tur Nuspur Sarasha was insulted, when he cursed him, he insulted his father, and he was telling him that his father is burning in Gehenna and the smoke is not coming out of the ground. Amla Bizisoi, you mavazda my father, biyashtoi, you embarrassed him, vikilalto, and you cursed him. He was angry at Rabbi Akiva for going and disgracing his father. Next Gemara. Shoyal Eiv Haim, the Gemara says, the end of the Mishnah, the person is Shoyal. if you go and you make a request, you hire the services of a professional lover. In fact, the Gemara shoyel over the zelbazach as doyish el hamesim. What do we mean? Doyish el hamesim tanya. Doyish el hamesim zemar atzma. What does it mean? El hamesim. This hamar atzma. A person goes and he starves himself. He goes long ways akvaris kadesh tishol of shuruchtum and all that the ruchtum should exist upon him. Shoya bekiva, that is what's called that is what's called derish al mesim. In a chanami, the Gemara is saying it's a zel bazach kadesh al ruchtum. Never shoya bekiva magiel lemikra zohi bechi would cry. Mamish perfect for erev Rosh Hashanah. He's supposed to fast tomorrow. So mechuyev to fast erev Rosh Hashanah for the yom hadin. You break your fast right before Rosh Hashanah. You should not enter the din, but you're supposed to fast the entire day tomorrow. If you can't fast the entire day, so you fast the half a day. If you can't fast the half day, fast till after Shachris. If you can't fast even that, you have a cup of coffee, you at least don't have sugar in your coffee. If you have to have a coffee without sugar, if that's what you do, so to have a half a cup of sugar. You have to tomorrow do something different to show that you're fasting in honor of the Yom HaDin. Uma hamarav atzmek desh tisholov ruach tuma, sharulov ruach tuma. It works. If you starve yourself, in order to succeed in making trouble, it works. Hamariv atzma, a person who hungers himself, kadesh tishlov ruach tahara. If tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, you hunger yourself, you go and you don't eat to show you to the Yom Hadin, it will be a segula to be overcome with the ruach of kedusha that on the Yom Hadin will be able to daven from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It will be poel moifsim on the Yom Hadin. So now, Hamariv atzma, kadesh tishlov ruach tahara. Allah is kama kama. Ava moese. How come it doesn't work? How come we don't succeed? Our sins have caused us. It is your sins that have caused a hefesh between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Rav, if the tzaddik really wanted to, they're like Hashem gave a tzaddik a koyach of Hashem. Hashem is a boirei. A tzaddik is also a boirei. You can be a creator. Shemar ki avonasechem choyu mavdilim. That only thing that separates between man and the Ribbono Shel Olam is sin. But if not for sin, if you're a tzaddik, there is no sin, you're not going to chait, then you're like the Ribbono Shel Olam. The koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam must be a boirei. The mela tzaddik can be a boirei. The Gemara Rava Bro Gavra, Lamashal, Rava, he created a person. That's a Gnamish, Rosh Hashanah, you're creating yourself. You're a tzaddik, you're menuka me'avoin, the tshuva, you're a tzaddik, and the mela, you create a person. Who do you create? You create yourself. You recreate yourself, you create a second edition of yourself. Was talking to this golem. He didn't respond. You must be from the chevra. From the people who make golems. You return to your dust. They learned Sev Yitzira. The third born, and they ate it. The Koyach of Sefer Yitzira, they created creatures and they ate it. What bracha do you make on it? A bracha do you make? You make a shahakal on that? Or you make a ram? You make a what? Shchita. All these things. A person, he puts seven types of semen from 17 types of creatures on the eye, and when you take the shichra zera of 17 types of animals and you put it on the eye, you're able to see things you can never see before. Okay, the side over here, I want to tell you over here, you should be zoiche in the schus of daf yoimi, you should be zoiche, you'll be an advocate in Yom Hadin, and everyone here, Billy Yoitzin HaKlal, will be zoiche to a Yeshua, a Nechama, a grois siyat Shmaya, success, gzunt, a nachas, atzlocha, bracha, the whole mile for you and your families, will call Israel, and we should be zoiche to grois Yeshuas. And this Shnas Tavshin Ayin Ches is the Gematria Pokoid Pokadati. Pokoid Pokadati is the code for the Gula.